That additional cash could be as much as $100 million. While he didn't support the underlying amendment to legalize marijuana, Governor John Hickenlooper has his own ideas on how to spend the money. His budget director, Henry Sobenet, says the top priority is making sure marijuana doesn't get into the hands of youth.
Governor Hickenlooper is very concerned about some of the evidence that points to permanent memory loss when there's underage use. He believes that an impact like that can affect someone for their whole life.
To that end, the governor wants to put nearly $45 million into youth prevention programs. For instance, a statewide campaign focusing on the dangers of marijuana, putting more health and substance abuse specialists in public schools, and additional money for addiction treatment and programs.
And I think the question that we have, the $100 million question we have in the legislature, is are the programs that those money is dedicated to going to be the most effective use of those funds?
That's Democratic Representative Dan Pabon of Denver. He's working on a bill to create a task force to study a long-term solution on how best to spend the money.
We're seeing, you know, potential projection of $1 billion in sales in the first 2 years. And, you know, I think we're going to have law enforcement issues associated with that. We're going to have diversion issues, marijuana leaving the state of Colorado. The governor's budget's a good starting place. You're going to 0 to 60 on a lot of these issues. So we need to make sure that they're ready to and prepared to implement and use these resources wisely.
It's up to state lawmakers to approve the budget for legalized marijuana-related expenses, everything from education to public health and law enforcement. Republican Representative Sherry Giroux of Evergreen sits on the Joint Budget Committee. She wants more details on the governor's proposal.
What will be really interesting to me is to see what they decide they want to do as far as the education piece for the kids, because $45 million is a lot of money. I've never seen a marketing or an educational campaign at a state level that entailed that much money. I'm trying not to judge.
But others are judging it, and harshly. Mason Tavert is with the Marijuana Policy Project and a leading player in the efforts to legalize the drug. His worry is Colorado will go overboard on its education campaign and end up demonizing marijuana for everyone.
If funds are going to be spent on marijuana-related prevention and education, that prevention and education needs to include a discussion about other substances that are more harmful, like alcohol, prescription drugs, and so on. There's no excuse for throwing money down the toilet trying to convince adults that it's a bad thing to use marijuana.
Budget Director Henry Sobenet says there may be some crossovers to other drugs, but says the point is to treat marijuana first.
We're trying to get in front of the issue by finding the right messaging, explaining what the impacts are. I don't see anything that we've said that's unfair or contrary to the amendment in the Constitution, which limited the use to adults. I assume there was a reason for that.
Others, including Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont, worry there's too much money slated for addiction treatment and drug counseling altogether. And he says there's a risk in speaking out too strongly against marijuana.
I like the idea of educating people with the right facts. I think too many times in our educational system we've overstated some of the harms, and that's what's actually led to youth use as students experiment, and they realize it's not as bad as it's actually projected, but then they get caught up in a substance that isn't really meant for kids.
The sale of legal marijuana began January 1st. The Colorado Department of Revenue will release the first round of sales tax figures in early March. Lawmakers will then begin to move measures through the State House and debate in earnest what to do with it all. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.